Belinda presents this unabridged recording of My Life and Other Stuff That Went Wrong, Tom Weekly, Book 2, written by Tristan Banks and read by Stig Weems.
Ugh! You got poo on your back!
Says a small voice behind me. I turn to see a little punk with wingnut ears and a galaxy of freckles. He's staring at me.
No, I don't,
I say.
Yes, you do.
It's not poo. It's my birthmark.
What's a birthmark?
The kid asks. Every year I dread it. The school swimming carnival. You're not allowed to wear a rash vest in races. That means my dirty, no-good big brown birthmark in the middle of my back, which my best friend Jack calls the fig, is on parade for the whole school to see. The kid with the wingnut ears looks like he's in year two. He's lining up behind me at the dive blocks, waiting for his final race. A birthmark, I explain through clenched teeth, is a mark that you have from when you are born. Sorry if that's confusing for you.
Did the stork do a poo on you?
The kid asks. The little girl next to him laughs. I do not. I want to pick him up and throw him into the deep end. Instead, I lean in real close.
Did the stork do a poo on your face?
I ask. The kid's smile drops. He looks at me. His bottom lip quivers. He looks like he's about to start bawling. I look around, worried that a teacher is going to see. Then he stabs a finger at me and shouts,
Hey, everybody, look at his back!
Every kid and teacher within a 30-metre radius, including the swimmers on the blocks about to dive in, looks at me. 30 or 40 people staring. Now my lip starts to quiver, and I look like I'm going to start bawling. The starter gun fires for the race, but only three kids dive in. The other five are trying to get a good view of my back. I stomp on Wingnut's toe.
Ow!
I cover the fig with my hand and make a beeline for the change rooms, marching all the way down the side of the Olympic pool. I can feel the crimson-red embarrassment of the kids watching and pointing and laughing. It's the longest walk of my life, and when I reach the change rooms, I want to cry. It is empty, and the pale blue concrete makes the place feel cold. I stand in front of one of the basins. I reveal the fig and turn to look at it in the dirty, soap-smeared mirror.
I hate you, I whisper to it. You filthy, good-for-nothing swine. I'd probably be a swimming champion if it weren't for you. I wish you were gone forever.
I head into a toilet cubicle, slam the door, flip down the seat, and slump onto it, head in my hands.